When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Lola Pops Off About Dramas with your host, Lola. Welcome, welcome back, everyone, to another episode. And as you can see by today's title, we are coming back at you with my I Pop Off About K-Dramas, How About You special episode. So I introduced this last year, right around this very same time, end of the year, and it was something that I had been dreaming of throughout the entire second season of my podcast. And I was like, I really want to feature my listeners in some way in an episode. And I knew I couldn't just have, you know, everybody just guesting on an episode, but I thought of a way that I could have you all put your voice in an episode in a way, and that was through introducing a questionnaire to you all that you can answer whenever you feel like you have the time to, and then I would compile those answers and turn it into an episode. And so I did it for the first time at the end of last year, and it was wonderful. It was magical. It was everything that I had ever dreamed of. It was exactly what I wanted. I wanted to learn more about my lovely listeners and my lovely K-drama friends, who I know you guys hear from me all the time, but I don't get to hear all the time from you. So I thought it was such a wonderful way to kind of reconnect or connect in general with you guys listening. And so this year I knew I had to do it again, and I wanted it to be at the end of the year just so I can have this momentous special time of the year for me. In my podcast, when I'm wrapping up the end of the year and the end of the season, I also have the opportunity to kind of check in with you guys. And this is a wonderful way to do that. But this is an episode where I send out a request to you, all my lovely listeners and K-drama friends, and I just ask that you submit your answers to this questionnaire that I created. And the questionnaire is really just digging deep into your journey into K-drama land and kind of what things stand out to you in your K-drama journey and experience. And it can range from, you know, the actors that you enjoy to the dramas that you don't so much enjoy. And I think it's so much fun to hear from other people their K-drama story or their K-drama journey. So this is my way of kind of finding and experiencing you all's journey. So I hope you guys enjoy this second episode like this, or the annual I Pop Off About K-Dramas, How About You episode. And I have to say that I am so grateful for the submissions that I got for this one. I actually have way more than I had last year. And it's not way more, but it's more than I thought, because I only had four submissions last year, or around four. No, I think it was just four. And I was really nervous that it wasn't going to make up a full episode, but it ended up being a very full and just fun episode to record and just kind of talk through and ramble through you guys' submissions. Now, this time I have more than four, and I feel like it's definitely going to take up a good length of time to kind of get through all the submissions, but I definitely am going to still do that. I'm going to even give you all the questions. I'm going to read you each question, and I'm going to give the submissions, the answers that you all gave, one at a time. So this might be a long episode, but it's a fun episode. I'm telling you, it's really interesting to just kind of get to know other people's K-drama journey. And I think this is what I get to experience. I get to, you know, have fun with, but also you listening, and you get to learn more about each other and other people's K-drama journey. So I think it's fun for all of us. But I actually have nine submissions this time. So more than four, for sure. And I am definitely like beyond grateful that I got that many submissions. I actually even have some repeat submitters from last year. You will recognize them when I kind of mention their names. And they, I think, did exactly what I was hoping some people would do. If you submitted last year, you submit again, you may have changed your, you know, responses to some of the questions. Maybe your favorite drama's changed, you know, maybe your favorite actor has changed or something like that. So I thought it was really cool that they came back around to answer the questions again. And I did notice, just kind of a brief glance, that there were some different answers from their last year submission. So I thought that was really, really cool and really, really neat. And then I also want to say, I have not read through the answers for all of them. So we're going to have a real-time reaction to some of the answers and submissions. And so I may ramble a little bit after I kind of, you know, pick up on a question, or after I read a submission, I might ramble a little bit, so bear with me. But it is going to be my first time reacting to some of these responses, so I definitely know that I may end up interjecting and saying a couple different things. So I don't want to do too much of that, though, because I do have 9 submissions to get through. So that's going to be the difference from last year's episode, where I was really talking and really rambling throughout each of the questions and responses. But this time I'm going to probably keep it short on my end, and then just kind of make sure I'm fronting and featuring the responses as the focal point to this episode. But yes, let's do this. So I am going to apologize in advance if I am butchering anyone's name. I'm doing my best, I promise. I even went out of my way to reach out to a few of you to make sure that I am somewhat close to pronouncing it correctly. So if I'm not, again, please forgive me, please, please forgive me. But I'm so grateful again for the submissions, and I plan to continue to do this. This would be a Lolo Pops Off About K-Dramas tradition. And I hope that more people, after hearing this episode, would get excited about potentially submitting next year and see that it's really fun. And it's just my way of getting to know you and featuring you here on my podcast. So let's go. Let's go. So I'm going to read, like I said, the first question, and then I'll read the responses, and I'm going to share the names of the submitter with each response, so you kind of know who said what. And, you know, this is a judgment-free zone. I first got to say that out of the gate. We do not judge over here at Lolo Pops Off About K-Dramas Podcast. So everything that I'm reading, any of responses or submissions, I am not judging any of them. I may just be, you know, reacting to them, but I'm not judging them. So safe zone here. Okay. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started with the first question. So the first question on the questionnaire is a simple: what K-drama was your gateway K-drama? And I put this question here because I definitely think I like to know where it all started for everyone. And so that's what this question is. So let's start with our first responder, who was Tiffany. And Tiffany was a repeat submitter from last year. So hi again, Tiffany. And Tiffany said her gateway K-drama was One Spring Night. And we next have Lee Sung-wook, who said that their K-drama, gateway K-drama, was True Beauty. And then next we have Beth. And Beth said Crash Landing on You. And then Sharon had It's Okay to Not Be Okay. Melissa has Crash Landing on You as well. Ariane has A Business Proposal first and then Crash Landing on You second. But that was the real gateway, she clarified. And then we have Squash, another repeat submitter. Hi again, Squash. We have Something in the Rain. And then Yovita has Extraordinary Attorney Wu. And they said, I found it through watching a cat vlog on YouTube and thought it was a movie. What a pleasant surprise finding out that it was a series. So it was really an accidental blessing. Okay, that is so cool. So I have to say that I always thought it was funny because last year, One Spring Night as a gateway K-drama was very like common. I feel like a lot of people had started with One Spring Night. And then with Something in the Rain, I was like, this is Jung Hae-in seems to be like a gateway actor, it feels like. So I thought that was really funny that it's a little bit different this time. And this time we have a lot of Crash Landing on You, which I think is a lovely gateway drama and very understandable gateway drama. And True Beauty, I feel like True Beauty came and went for a lot of people, but it was a little moment when it came out. I feel like it was a really big moment there for a second. And I don't know why. I think it was because of like the little love triangle setup and everyone had their opinions on that. But I feel like we don't go back to True Beauty enough and kind of talk about it. But I did enjoy True Beauty when I was watching it. And then It's Okay Not to Be Okay. Again, it's a drama that I struggled through the first time. And to this day, I always mention that I need to go back and actually re-experience it. And so I think that's really cool that that could be a gateway drama, because to me, it's such a, like, to me, it was a serious kind of drama, you know, and it was not easy. So to know that someone was able to kind of say that and be like, you know what, there's more that I want to explore here is so cool to know about It's Okay Not to Be Okay. But I definitely need to go back to it. I have to re-experience that one for sure. And Extraordinary Attorney Woo. Wow. Now that one, I have to say, I have people in my own personal life who absolutely watched that drama without ever watching any other K-drama. And I just thought that was so cool about Extraordinary Attorney Woo. And I just know it was also just a talk of the town when it was out and when it was airing. A lot of people had thoughts on it. And I just remember thinking, this is a real moment for K-drama with Extraordinary Attorney Woo. So it's really cool and understandable that Extraordinary Attorney Woo is also a gateway drama for some. It makes total sense. But yeah, so let's go on to the next question. So which K-drama actor slash actress did you first obsess over? So this is has to be a question, because you don't get into K-drama until you've gotten into one of your actors and you're like, I gotta watch everything that they're in. So I love this question and I am excited to see who everybody says. Okay, so Tiffany, no surprise here, was Jung Hae-in, because that was Tiffany's gateway drama. And I know she said this last year. And then we have Lee Sung-wook said, Bae Suzy-shi, really? Susie. Okay. Beth, we have Hyungbin. Very, very okay. Very understandable. Sharon has Lee Dong-hyun. Melissa also has Susie. Really? Okay. We gotta talk. Ariane has UIN. I know from what? Secret Love Affair. Okay. Squash has also Jung Hae-in, because also had Something in the Rain as a gateway. And then Yovita has Ji Chang-wook and from Hiller. So, okay. I have to just say, I'm surprised that Suzy Shi is actually a repeater in this category here in this question. I would never have expected that people really obsessed over Suzy, because me and Suzy, we used to fight. I'm gonna be honest. I have been watching K-dramas, as you guys know, for a very long time. And I watched Suzy start her career, and I don't want to say I was anti, but I was very hesitant about the kind of K-pop idol into acting, you know, thing that was happening during that time when she started her career in acting. And so I was very apprehensive to her. I was very rough as far as, like, I was having my nose up in the air a little bit. But she definitely grew on me over time. So I am so excited to hear that she's actually an actress that people have obsessed over, because she totally has grown on me. And I'm so proud of her. She's one of the actresses where I'm like, I'm so proud of you. And so I can totally understand that. But yeah, Suzy Shi, two people responded to that. Jung Hae-in, of course, again, he is definitely a gateway actor, I believe. UIN, he hasn't been in a lot of newer things, right? So you definitely have to have kind of started in the, you know, watch some of his old stuff to really see that he is just stand out. One of my favorite actors, I'm going to be honest. I absolutely adore UIN. And then Hyungbin, come on. Hyungbin? He is the Hyungbin. He is literally, like, when you think of a K-drama actor, I think of him. Like, he's like the standard, right? He's the mode. And Lee Dong-hyun, when I tell you he's one of the actors in recent years that I've fallen head over heels for, he totally is. Like, everything that he's in now, I want to watch because I want to see him. So I might be obsessing a little bit over him now. So I can feel that one. And then Ji Chang-wook, come on. Love of my life. I mean, literally my ideal type. Like, everything about him as an actor, I love. except for some of his dramas. But him, absolutely love. But then also, I absolutely just adore him, like, as a person, I feel like. So I just love some Ji Chang-wook. So definitely understandable, especially from Healer. Oh my gosh. So next question. Let me not get too... Obviously, I'm rambling already too much. Okay, next question. What K-drama broke your heart the most? Okay, let's take a look at this one. So Tiffany has Crash Landing on You, and she said they could only see each other once a year. So sad. That is so true. Lee Sung-wook said Snowdrop and 21. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Snowdrop, I've never watched. You guys, if you know, you know. I have never watched Snowdrop. But 2521, I think you all know my thoughts on 2521. So, Beth had Kill It. See, Kill It, I have not thought about Kill It in so long. Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, let's look. I'm already talking. Okay, my bad. Sharon had Mr. Sunshine. Melissa has Youth of May. Ariane has Uncontrollably Fond. She said also had to space out the last 4 to 5 episodes. Wow. And Squash has The Smile Has Left Your Eyes. And Yovita says Weak Hero Class. Wow. All of these, I'm already like, heart is breaking just thinking about them. Oh my goodness. Yes. I completely agree with a lot of these. Like I said, I haven't watched Snowdrop. And surprisingly, Melissa, I have not watched Youth of May. When I was just talking about obsessing over, I have not watched Youth of May. And it's not because I didn't want to. It was because I knew it was sad. Like, I didn't start it when everybody else started it. And so when it got to the end and everybody was talking about how heartbreaking it was, I couldn't do it. So definitely know this is a drama that will break your heart. So completely got it. And I am like, with Uncontrollably Fond, you guys know how I am with dramas that deal with illness and too much. And I could never go back and watch it for sure, considering everything that, you know, transpired with our Wu Ben. So that's just, you know, I couldn't imagine. So a lot of these dramas, when they're completely sad, I probably have not watched it. If I found out after the fact that they were sad, I don't even go back to it. But Mr. Sunshine, yeah. And Crash Landing, they could only see each other once a year. Oh, that is true. But they made it work in the end. So it actually was so, you know, sweet at the end of it all. But it was a sad setup there. But yeah, let's go to the next question. Okay, next we have, what K-drama is your security blanket? This is the drama that you curl up with when you need to feel safe and secure. And Tiffany said, One Spring Night and Something in the Rain. Lee Sung-wook said, 2521. Beth said, Healer. Sharon said, When the Weather is Fine and Rookie Historian. Melissa said, Fight for My Way. And Ariane says, and this one's good, I don't really have a security blanket. So far, I haven't watched any drama a second time, except for Business Proposal that I had to rewatch because the first watch was such a cultural shock for me. But if I had to choose a security blanket, I would pick Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha, Love to Hate You, or the C-drama Hidden Love. Squash had I Hear Your Voice, and Yovita says Touch Your Heart. They're the cutest couple that encourage each other out of their comfort zones in a very positive way. Plus, they have real friends that ship them together. That is so cute. Okay, so let's go through this really quickly. So One Spring Night and Something in the Rain are very slice of life, quiet type dramas. And so those are really good dramas to me personally to kind of wrap yourself into. So I completely relate to those two. 2521. Do we even need to talk about 2521? Because as again, you guys know how I feel about 2521 and it being something that you wrap yourself up in and just kind of really get lost in and feel all the feels that is that drama. Absolutely understand that. Healer, I have to also admit, one of my security blanket dramas, I have rewatched Healer multiple times. It never lets me down. Never lets me down. When the weather is fine, and Rookie Historian, again, when the weather is fine, same kind of, I love dramas that are set in the wintertime. To be honest, and like this kind of snowy kind of landscape and setting, so it's something very quiet about the winter and those types of dramas, and I love that. So I completely like that one as a kind of security blanket one. It, even the dramas that are set in winter fill you with warmth, so I usually really love that about them. But Rookie Historian, I've never watched. Am I missing something, Sharon? Should I have watched Rookie Historian? If it's a security blanket drama, I feel like I should be supporting that because I love a good security blanket drama. We need to talk. Rookie Historian, do I need to watch it? Fight for My Way. This is not my favorite trope, so I did not have like this kind of immense reaction to Fight for My Way in that kind of sense, but there was something so encouraging about that drama that I completely can understand it as being a drama that makes you feel safe and secure, because it really does set you up to kind of feel like you're fighting and you're winning in that drama. So I really, really, really can relate to that. And then Arianne, you don't have to have a security blanket drama. That's the first thing. But it is nice. It is nice to have them. And the ones that you listed are perfect ones. I'm not sure about the C-drama Hidden Love yet because I haven't watched it yet. But Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha and Love to Hate You, absolutely adore both of those dramas. And definitely Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha. I think, and I said this when I reviewed it last year, that drama just wrapped me, it like tore me to pieces and then like completely built me right back up, and it was so beautiful to have that experience with the drama. And Love to Hate You, yes, a good feel-good rom-com where everything works out in the end and nothing's too horrible or traumatic in it, you gotta have one of those as a security blanket. So Love to Hate You is definitely a good one to go back to. Squash has this from last year, I Hear Your Voice, and I can attest, I know for a fact that is her security blanket drama. She at one point had to stop watching it because she was watching it so often, she had to force herself to stop watching it. But I Hear Your Voice, love that drama. And Touch Your Heart, I too love that. One of my favorite couples of all time. One of my absolute favorite couples. They give me all the feels and I just completely, like you said, the way they support each other in that drama is just so good. And the chemistry, we're not gonna even talk about that between our leads. We're not gonna even talk about it because unmatched, man. That's all I'm gonna say, unmatched. Okay, let's move on to the next question here. So what K-drama makes you laugh uncontrollably, no matter how many times you've watched it? So what's a drama that has you laughing all the time? And I say this no matter how many times you watch it, because to me, sometimes you are watching something and you get the comedy in that real time and you're like, oh, that was a giggle, giggle, laugh, laugh. But then you watch it again and it just doesn't feel the same. The jokes don't land the same because it's like, oh yeah, that was funny that one time I watched it or the first time I watched it. But like, there's gotta be things that you watch and it's like, no matter how many times you watch that scene or you replay it, you're gonna laugh each time. So I have those and I thought maybe you guys did as well. And so Tiffany says, Reply 1988, definitely great humor and comedy in those Reply series, in the Reply series. I completely agree. They have some great comedy in them because they're not like too slapstick. They're like just actually funny moments. Lee Sung-wook has Team Bulldog Off Investigation. I've never watched that drama. I've never watched it. I know what it is, but I've never watched it. So now I'm like, maybe I should be watching it. Maybe I should be watching it. Beth said, Crash Landing on You. I have to agree. There were some funny moments in Crash Landing. I mean, I think it also has a lot to do with my, you know, son Yejin. I just think she's a very comedic actress. Like in a lot of things that I used to watch, especially like movies and films, she's been in a lot of like comedic films throughout her career, and she is hilarious. So completely agree. Completely agree. Sharon has Prison Playbook. That's funny that you mentioned that, because Prison Playbook is just one that I just think it's this standout drama. And I think I need to give it more credit for its comedy. You're absolutely right. There are some really good, funny moments in that drama, but I don't even think about it. I just think of like standout, just all around. The story was just so good. Oh, Prison Playbook, yes. Melissa has The Killer Shopping List. You guys know how much I love that drama. And it was stinking hilarious. It definitely was. Ariane has Many Things of Mr. Queen. I loved Mr. Queen. There were some elements I didn't love about Mr. Queen, but Mr. Queen was so funny. It was absolutely so funny. And I miss it. I feel like I should go back and rewatch it. It was funny. I want to go back and laugh. I need to go back. And you guys know that's one of my favorite setups. I love fish out of water. I like body switching. Oh my gosh, my favorite. So definitely Mr. Queen. I need to go back. Squash has a drama I'm currently watching called Second to Last Love. It has actually made me crack up laughing so hard. Each episode is hilarious. And Second to Last Love does not get all the love that it deserves. I didn't, when it was airing at all, get any love. I feel like, I think it was very underrated during its time. And I think everyone should give that drama a chance. It is so good. It has the Ji Jin Hee in it. It's so good. And then we also have from Yovita. Okay. I knew this was going to be Yovita's answer. Kill Me, Heal Me. It's amazing how this drama can be so funny, but also very emotional at the same time. Another personal one, Strangers from Hell. This is not a funny drama, but me and a K-drama friend relate so much with their bromance. So every time I see this drama, it's a laughing drug for us. That's so cute, because I definitely was going to say, wait, what? Strangers from Hell? But I definitely could see how, like, when you connect with someone else on a drama and you guys have your own like inside jokes about it, it does become its own kind of like funny drama experience. So yes, love that. I love that. And I have to totally agree with Kill Me, Heal Me. It is such a funny drama. You can't, when you have Jisung, what do you expect, right? He's so hilarious. So I love him in all types of roles, but one of my favorite is definitely him in his comedic roles. Like, so funny. So completely relate and understand about Kill Me, Heal Me. All right, let's go ahead. And one more thing, I need to go back to Teen Bulldog Off Investigation. Do I need to go and watch this? Let me know, because I love a good funny drama. Period. Okay. All right. Now let's go to the next question. What K-drama makes you seethe with anger because it disappointed you so much? Oh, I can't wait to hear these answers. I can't wait. Okay. So Tiffany has Love Alarm. It was a good idea, but badly executed. Completely agree. You guys know how I feel about Love Alarms. Both of them. Lee Sung-wook says, Nobody Knows. Ooh, Nobody Knows. Okay. I was surprised by that one. Okay. Beth says, Boys Over Flowers. I'm not going to talk about it, Beth. Sharon has Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-ju. Wait a minute. Sharon, what? Why does it make you angry? Okay, so we're going to have to talk again, because Sharon did not give me any explanation yet. Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-ju? I need to know. Melissa says, Why Her? Completely agree with that. I couldn't even finish Why Her. So there's my feelings on Why Her. Ariane said, Nice Guy, or also called Innocent Man, Dr. Stranger, Graceful Friends, The K2, and Fight for My Way. Really? I mean, I think it's also funny that Ariane has a long list here. Because I could do that too, but I was expecting just like one, but no. Ariane's like, no, I got a list for you. But Nice Guy, man, that's one of the most frustrating dramas. I completely agree. Dr. Stranger, we don't talk about Dr. Stranger over here. That, we don't even talk about it, because if you know, you know. And the K2, those are the two dramas. Those are the two dramas that I have said, if I had to list my, just the seethe with anger, those are my two. Those are my two. So yes, I don't, Graceful Friends, did I watch? I don't think I watched Graceful Friends. Probably for good reasons then. But I'm surprised about Fight for My Way. I'm surprised. Huh, interesting. And then Squash, we have Doom at Your Service. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch Doom at Your Service, as you guys may know the reason for it. You might know why. And Yovita says, Mouse says, a promising start and great reveals within the first few episodes. And I was super engaged, only to see it becoming weird with a nonsense plot twist and unfulfilled premise in question. Okay, Mouse. And I've never watched Mouse, so I feel good that I missed out on that. That's not good, but this I can also take as a chance to like avoid dramas if I need to avoid them, if you guys tell me that it completely disappointed you so much. But I'm surprised about Fight My Way and Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok Joo. I need to know, guys. I need to know why. Why? The other ones, I think I can see. Even Nobody Knows. I can even see Nobody Knows. But Weightlifting and Fight for My Way. I need to know. I need to know, guys. Reach out to me. Let me know. Okay. Next question was, what K-drama kiss scene lives rent-free in your head? Oh, this is a good one. Tiffany says, my roommate is a Gumiho. Tiffany, did we talk about this last time? I'm not. Or did we talk about this last time? My roommate is a Gumiho. Okay. And Isong Wook says, Vincenzo kissing in the ending. Oh, Vincenzo. Beth said, melting me softly and the shower kiss. Okay. 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 Sharon said, hyena. Wow. I haven't heard about, I haven't talked about hyena in so long. Okay. Melissa says, the first kiss between the leads in May I Help You? Really? Okay, because I'll come back to that. Ariane says, the roof/eyes covered kiss and healer. And their movie theater date night. And Reply 1988, Doksan and Take characters, dream and Chinese hotel kisses. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And then Squash says, any kissing with the leads from The Smile has left her eyes. The chemistry was insane. And Yovita says, Healer, the rooftop kiss, so sweet and iconic. Okay, so we do get, Healer gets 2 points from, you know, two people there. So completely agree. Love Healer. I mean, multiple kisses in Healer. So there's nothing more for me to say there. But my roommate is a Gumiho. My roommate is a Gumiho. If you guys know, that was a drama that I dropped last, was it last year, the year before last? I don't remember. But I dropped it and it was like right after the kids scene. Go back and listen to my episode when I talked about my roommate is Gumiho. You'll understand. But I will say that, you know, the kiss was not bad at all. It was not bad at all. But I definitely had just other problems with that drama. So the kissing couldn't do what I needed to do. It couldn't do what I needed to save it for me. So I have to say this about May I Help You. I've never watched May I Help You. But now that I know that there's a kiss that's kind of like, you know, a kiss, it makes me think, well, no, was May I Help You sad? Was there a sad premise to that? Is that why I didn't watch that one? Let me know. Because, I mean, I don't want to be missing great kiss scenes. Melting Me Softly, I have, me in that drama, we fought. But the kiss scene was good. It was a good little kiss, and I had to give you that. But I also attribute this to Ji Chang-wook. I've never seen him not in a kiss scene that I didn't like. So there's also that. But Hyena. See, I don't think Hyena gets the credit that it deserves. I think that's such a good drama. I mean, just in general. And to think, yeah, the kiss scene was also really good too. So that's a good point. Hyena. Okay. And now let's go on to the next question. What K-drama would you recommend to a friend who's never watched K-drama? love this. So this is, to me, a drama that you believe could be someone else's gateway drama. And Tiffany has, I would say, start with Crash Landing on You. Completely agree. Great drama to start with. Lee Sung-wook says Vincenzo and 2521. So like Vincenzo for a guy and then 2521 for a girl. Okay, that makes sense. I like that. Okay. Beth has Crash Landing on You as well. Sharon has Little Women. I'm surprised by Little Women. I'm surprised by that one. Okay. Melissa says A Business Proposal. I can totally see that. Ariane says Crash Landing on You again. And Extraordinary Attorney Woo. Completely agree. Squash says Move to Heaven if they're into sad emo dramas. And Squid Game for everyone else. Yes. Definitely know Squid Game was a K-drama that a lot of non-K-drama watchers watched and enjoyed. So that's a good one. And Yovita says The Kidnapping Day. It has everything for all ages to enjoy. Anyone who thinks K-dramas are cheap soap operas better see this and be awed by the meaningful story, the performance, and the entertainment this drama provides. I adore The Kidnapping Day, so I cannot agree more with that. So I think these are all good examples. Of like dramas to send out to someone and recommend to someone. Little Women, I was surprised by that, but I actually can see this at the same time. Especially like, I think if you know someone who likes literature, who likes to read, I think Little Women might be actually a good drama for someone like that. So you know what? I can see all of these. I can see every single one, every single one. Next we have, as far as questions go, is there a K-drama quote that still resonates with you? If so, what is it? Tiffany says, You can't die, not without my permission, from Something in the Rain. Lee Sung-wook says, There's a limit to your pain, but there's no limit to your fear, from Vincenzo. Beth said, My wife can't sleep, from Alchemy of Souls. Sharon said, I wish to burn brightly, then wilt like a flame, from Mr. Sunshine. Melissa says, I don't know where I'm trapped, but I feel trapped. There's nothing in my life that relaxes me. I feel cramped and stifled. I want to break free, from my liberation notes. Ariane said, There's at least one in every drama, but one's in Reply 1988, My Beloved Summer, and Summer Strike touch me the most. Squash has, can't think of one. I'll come back and answer. She did not come back and answer. Yovita has, A trial is a game where if you cannot prove things, you'll lose. From Kang Yo-han, from The Devil Judge. And Yovita says, I feel this is so true with my ongoing research project when I need to negotiate with and present my progress to my boss. Oh, cool. I love when you can take these quotes and you relate to them. So I absolutely love these all. I definitely have a personal connection with any quotes from my liberation notes. As you guys may know, that is one that I live by. Quotes that I live by come from that actual drama. So couldn't agree more. But yeah, I love a good K-drama quote. You kind of love a good K-drama quote. Okay, next I have, what K-drama character do you relate to most? Tiffany said, Lee Na-young and My Romance is a Bonus Book. Lee Sung-wook said, Im Si-won's character in Summer Strike. Beth said, Shin Min-ah and Oh My Venus. Sharon said, Yumi from Yumi Sales. Melissa said, Mi Jung from My Liberation Notes. Ariane said, So far, I've related to a lot of different characters. I think I found a piece of myself in each of them. Squash says, Moon Soo from Just Between Lovers because of her optimism. And Yovita says, Ji Sung-wan from 2521. I can be ambitious and achieving in my study, but I prefer to invest my life experiencing fun and being creative. Oh, guys, see, do you get what I mean by these questions? I think, honestly, when I look at these questions now and like the responses that I'm getting, I think this is definitely like, for me, first date questions, like K-drama questions, first K-drama date questions. Like if you are wanting to really get to know someone and their K-drama experience, these are the questions, because I feel like I get so much when I hear about someone else's K-drama characters that they relate to. Like, all of these characters I am familiar with, and so I definitely can understand where, you know, how someone may relate to them. And to hear that's who you relate to, I feel like I learned a little bit more about you. So cool. All of these responses. Oh my gosh. What K-drama character do you think is your ideal type? See, again, K-drama first date questions. Listen here. So you love this. Okay. Tiffany said Jung Hae-in and Something in the Rain. Does not surprise me. Lee Sung-wook said Nam Joo Hyuk's character and 2521. I'm trying not to tell myself like my reactions, but oh my gosh. Beth said Captain Ree, of course. Sharon said any character played by Lee Dong-hyun. Thank you, Lee Dong-hyun. Yes, absolutely. I love that energy with LOL. And then Melissa said Ko Dong-man from Fight for My Way. And then Ariane said, I don't know if it's my ideal type, but I've got weakness for distant / cold guy slowly falling head over heels and turning into a completely obsessed warm puddle of love. Yeah, same. Completely relate. Squash says, any character played by Ji Jin Hee with his fine self, she says. Again, completely understand that one because it is Ji Jin Hee. And Yovita says Kim Hee Sung from Mr. Sunshine. Selfless, respectful, and fun to chat with. You know what? I think it's so cool that we are hearing, and these are people that I'm not sure really talk to one another. So, you know, you guys may, this is our little, you know, community over here, but I don't know how many of you actually know each other and talk to each other, but it's so much fun to see like other people's dramas being responded or used in answering someone else's question, you know, so I think it's super cool. But definitely love reading these, because can you just see, you know, like how these could be someone's ideal types? Like, come on, Captain Ree, of course. I love how Beth said, of course. Like, who wouldn't? I completely understand that. And I loved Ariane. Didn't give us a specific ideal type character, but definitely listed out the character that she's talking about. And I completely relate and agree. So cool. Okay, so next one we have, what K-drama character inspires you? Tiffany has the main character from Daily Dose of Sunshine. She is so kind. Lee Sung-wook says Jung Hae-in's character and While You Were Sleeping. See, Hae-in's back in a different drama at that. He is such a gateway actor. I feel like everyone loves Hae-in. Beth said Pyo-jin and Where the Camellias Bloom. Sharon says any character from Our Blues. Melissa said Baek Mari from $1 Lawyer. Ariane said the smart, resilient, hardworking one, right? And then Squash says the leads from Just Between Lovers because they overcame so much. And Yovita says Yeon Shin-un from Weak Hero Class 1. Just everything about his thoughts and actions. And again, this is such a question to get to know the person a little bit more. If you think about these characters, if you're familiar with them and how these characters are in their drama, their respective dramas, and how someone may connect to that and feel inspiration from that. It just feels like I know a little bit more about everybody when I read these types of answers. Like Baek Mari, like from $1 Lawyer. I mean, you have to watch that to know. Like, her character to me was such a kind of like unassuming type of character. Like, she seemed to be just like an all-around type of character, but there was layers to her, and I feel like a lot of those layers were hidden by this kind of facade of hers of being like, I'm a go-getter, I'm a hard worker, I'm you know, I'm ambitious. But there was so much more to her, and I think picking that up from her character would be inspiring, like to see that kind of person. So love these. Okay, and I just have to say, I think if you ever want to know more about another fellow K-drama lover, these are the questions you have to ask. I'm sorry, you learn so much. Next question, what K-drama genre or trope do you refuse to watch? Oh, this is a good question. Tiffany says horror, switching bodies. I'm off time travel at the moment too. Tiffany knows I'm done with time travel dramas, but horror, completely agree. Switching Bodies, that's one of my faves. Tiffany, that's one of my faves. Lee Sung-wook says, Love Triangle. Completely understand that one. Beth says, Historical and Slice of Life. Beth, Slice of Life and Historical. Oh, two of my faves. Sharon says, Fantasy / Friends to Lovers. Couldn't agree more with Friends to Lovers, Sharon. Couldn't agree more. Fantasy, I'm starting to find some appreciation for fantasy, but I think in the past I also would have been completely adverse to it, but more and more I'm opening up to it. But Friends to Lovers, man, that's the one. That's the top of my list, top of my list. Melissa says, I watch everything, to be honest. I want to be like that. I really do. I'm trying, but it's hard. It's hard. Ariane says, Friends to Lovers. And she says, I don't really refuse to watch, but I'm regularly disappointed. Same. The cliche Cinderella story, poor girl, rich guy, or ugly girl, ugly fat girl turns pretty and thin, the reverse harem and the serial killer appearing in a love story. Yes, completely agree. I definitely don't like the kind of ugly girl turns pretty thing. I don't like that one as much either. Like, that one I struggle with too. But the Cinderella story, I kind of like the Cinderella story still. That one is to me a staple in K-drama like history. So I feel like I can't say I love K-dramas without loving that trope, but no, it's true. It's been done so many times. So it's like, okay, we can move on from that one. But Friends to Lover, definitely regularly disappointed. Same. Squash has Enemies to Lovers formerly, but now I'm willing to give it a shot. That's my favorite. Strangers to Lovers, Enemies to Lovers, come on, those are the best. But Squash said, we'll see. Yovita says, I don't gravitate to sci-fi monsters genre. And me neither until like this year. I think this was one of my really breakout years for sure of like watching things I typically would never really watch. But though that one, yes, definitely would be one of mine. Like sci-fi monsters, you know, leave me out of it. But recently, I've been open to it. So completely understand that one. Next question, of course, is what K-drama genre trope is your favorite then, right? Tiffany has, I adore Slice of Life. Same. Lee Sung-wook says, Enemies to Lovers. Same. Beth says, Fantasy. Fantasy. What's one of your favorite fantasies, Beth? Could you tell me? Can you tell me one of your favorite fantasies? I would love to know. Sharon says, Thriller / Enemies to Lovers, Contract Marriage, forced Cohabitation. Check. Okay, loving those. Melissa says, Friends to Lovers. Man, me and Friends to Lovers, we fight so much. Ariane says, Contract Relationships, Beta Heroes, and Enemies to Lovers. Love. Squash says, Friends to Lovers, like Melissa, or Found Family. Yes, definitely love Found Family. And Yovita says, Good Thrillers and Flawed Characters. I too love a good flawed character. If you're a flawed character 9 out of 10, I'm gonna end up loving you. So not, well, a poorly written character. Now that's not what I mean, but like actual, you know, flawed. Layered character. Love those. But Melissa and Squatch, give me your favorite Friends to Lover. Give me your absolute favorite Friends to Lovers drama. I need to know. Just to see if I've watched it. And if I haven't, then maybe I should give it a chance. So let me know. And then the next question we have, what K-drama genre / trope do you like, but others seem to dislike? So this question I'm trying to get at to the fact where it's like the genre or the trope that you kind of don't want to willingly admit that you like because you're afraid that people are going to judge you. That one. This is what I'm trying to get at with this question. And Tiffany says, Slice of Life because people find it boring. I know that is the struggle for us Slice of Life lovers. We are used to people being like, ugh, boring. But I too love Slice of Life. Lee Sung-wook says, Investigation if crime thrillers and spy thrillers. I like those. I really like crime, but you're right. Like, that one's hard because most people, when they come to their K-drama, they want a lot of, you know, romance. They want the rom-com feel, and you don't really have the energy and time for the crime and the thrillers. I do like a good thriller. I really do. Bev says rom-com. I think we all like rom-com, right? No? I'm with you, Beth. I love a good rom-com. But you're right. People do get their nose up in the air sometimes about rom-com. But I'm like, if you're watching K-drama, you gotta like a good rom-com here and there. I think so. Sharon said, tsundere male leads. I agree. People absolutely bash on those tsundere male leads. But I, too, am a sucker for them. Me too, Sharon. Melissa says, no idea, to be honest. And that's fair. That is fair. Ariane says, older woman, younger man. So basically, a Nuno romance, age gap, soulmates, love story. This is what I'm getting at. Those things that you're like, I really like these, but nobody else seems to want to admit they like these. But I will be the first to admit with you, Ariane, I love a good Nuno romance. I love a good Nuno romance. I'm sorry. If it's good, if it's well done. Now, there's some ones that are questionable, but I too do love a good Nuno romance. So don't feel too bad about that one. And then Squash says, friends to lovers. Okay, fair. I mean, some people do not like friends to lovers. This is true. I think a lot of people do like friends to lovers at the same time. But yes, I get it. And Yovita says, desperate moments, seeing characters crumbling down, make me even more attached to them emotionally. I also like sad endings if it is a proper consequence to the story. So I like all of those too, except... No, I completely agree. I love seeing a breakdown. I love seeing a character breakdown. And I also do like when the sad ending is appropriate. And it's not like, oh, you're just wrapping things up and making it happy when that doesn't make sense to the ending at all. So I completely get that one. I completely agree with that one. All right. Next we have, what K-drama actor / actress makes you tune in no matter what the K-drama is? Love this. Tiffany says, IU and Jung Hae-in again, doesn't surprise me though. Lee Sung-wook, Song Joong-ki, and Suzy. Beth says, Ji Chang-wook. Sharon says, Lee Joon-hyuk and Lee Do-hyun. And Melissa says, Hae-ri. And Ariane says, U-I-N and Ji Chang-wook. Mm-hmm. And Kim Min-jae's perfect smile. Oh, that's such a cute little addition. And she added a smiley face. And then Squash says, Lee Joon-ho. Mm-hmm. And Yovita says, Ji-sung. Oh. So yes, some of my faves are in this list. I love a lot of these actors. Oh my gosh. Everybody. Hae-ri, I will say, Hae-ri, I have not watched much with Hae-ri, and I feel like I've only got my full experience with her with the Reply drama, so I probably should go and give her more of a chance. I think I watched her in another drama, a couple other dramas that I do wasn't a big fan of. So I need to give her another go. But definitely, I can agree. I like everybody listed. I'm like, yes. Well, Joon-ho, I did not tune in fully to his drama from this year, as you may know. And I have never watched... We're not going to talk about that. But yes, I completely agree with a lot of these, for sure. And then we have next question. Do you have a K-drama ritual? How do you best enjoy watching your dramas? And so this question might have been a little confusing. So if you didn't get it, or if this might have been a little weirdly worded, so we'll see. Tiffany says, cozy on the couch with snacks. Lee Sung-wook says, I don't know. Bev says, by myself. I like that. Beth, like, no one disturb me. That's how I enjoy my K-dramas. Sharon says, after I finished all my work for the day and curled up on my bed. Oh, I love that. Melissa says, with a cup of tea cuddled in my bed. So cute. Ariane says, nothing special, just at home where there's peace and quiet, phone off. That phone off is critical. It's critical for a good K-drama watching session. You can't have that phone on. And then Squash says, I like to watch in a darkened room for some reason. That's cute. And then Yobita says, I love watching dramas at night. I don't really have a ritual, I think. I do wish I could eat ramen when watching dramas, but I don't need all that extra sodium. Oh, and it would be nice to have some soju for every finale of a drama that I watch. Oh, I love that. And you're right. Amount of dramas that I could finish at once, I could be drinking too much soju, honestly, now that I think about it. So I don't want to do that, but I completely love that idea. Oh, I love this. Next question, why do you watch K-dramas? And then Tiffany says, because it's an escape. As Nuna's Nunchi says, it's like therapy. And Lee Sung-wook says, I don't know, I just watch. And Beth says, everything about K-dramas is superior to other forms of entertainment. I don't want to say I agree, but I agree. Sharon says, mainly for entertainment, to pass time, and because I love the beautiful cinematography and stories. Same. Melissa says, to learn Korean and get to know Korean culture better. Ariane says, this is good. It's an addiction. Are you trying to call me out, Ariane? She said, I need my regular fix. But more seriously, I think it brings me so many emotional things that I don't have enough of in my life. It also makes me better understand people and helps me cope with reality sometimes. Beautifully stated. Squash says, they take my mind off of everything. Escapism. And Yovita says, to get swooned and emotional, to understand social interaction, to appreciate amazing OSTs and performances. And I want to say, just reading you guys' responses to this question, I'm personally thinking about myself and like why I watch K-dramas too, of course. And it's just actually really beautiful to know that I feel like we're all the same. Like, I relate to all of these answers. And then you guys also said a lot of the same things. And I just love that that's what makes up this community, is like this commonality. And even Lee Sung-wook's response of, I don't know, I just watch. Like, I feel like that is it too. You know, sometimes it's like, I can't, you know, not watch it. So I just watch. So love this. I love this answer, these answers. And I think it's, again, another way to just get to know someone. Even though we're talking about K-dramas, you can kind of still see and understand people with a response to a question like this. And I see you guys. I see you. I see me and you. I really, really do. But yeah, sorry. Getting a little mushy there. Next question. This is a fun one. Not to be mean or messy. I like how we're transitioning to like such a really heartfelt question too. Not to be mean or messy. But what K-drama actor or actress do you think is overrated? Okay, we're going to get a little messy and mean, I think. So no one take offense to this. If someone calls out your fave, we're not taking offense to this. This is all personal, perspectives. So Tiffany says, Park Min Young. Oh, I'm upset. I'm just kidding. She's not expressive enough. You know what, Tiffany? I'm a little heartbroken by this response. I'm just kidding. But you know, I love me some Park Min Young. So I get it, but also I love her. Lee Sung-wook says, Young Sang-jung. Really? I feel like people are really gonna be like, what? But maybe. Can I see it? Really? Okay. Bev says, Lee Min-ho and Song Hye-kyo. Okay, Bev is just going for the jugular. Really? Really? Song Hye-kyo? Really? Lee Min-ho? I'm just kidding. No, I've heard that very often. I'm going to be honest. I have. Okay, Sharon says Han Jin-min. I'm going to be honest. I can kind of see it. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I do watch quite a few dramas with her and I've enjoyed her in them. But also, I kind of see what you're saying, Sharon. I'm going to be honest. Melissa says Song Joong-ki. Those are fighting words. Not with me or anything, but you know, I know people out there who would fight for that one. Ariane says, actresses MUA, Song Hye Kyo, and actors Lee Min Ho and Eric Mun. So let's just talk about this. I'm not trying to be messy or mean, but if I were to have answered this question, you and I would have been on the top of my list. I'm so sorry. But again, with the Hye Kyo, I mean, and Min Ho, that is so funny that they both have appeared multiple times on this, in this one list here. Oh my goodness. But Eric Mun, I'm surprised you even pulled him out. You think he's overrated? I don't think people even think about him as an actor really anymore. Like, I haven't seen him in so long. But I also can agree that him as an actor was like, why? You know, that's not nice. Okay, I'm so sorry. Toby, we're not supposed to be messy and mean in this question. I promise I wasn't going to be messy or mean. Squire says, Chase Siwon. I'm not going to say anything. Yovita says, Bae Suzy. Have nothing against her, but I just don't get the hype. Oh, man. Those are fighting words. But at the same time, you know, I get it. I understand actually everybody's responses to this question. I understand the Han Jin Min. I understand the Park Min Young. I understand the Young Se Jung. I understand all of them. But at the same time, you know, leave Park Min Young alone. Tiffany. I'm just kidding. No, I completely understand. But I also like this question because, again, it's not to be mean or messy, but it is fun to just know things that kind of like people are like irked by or like annoyed by or just like roll their eyes at. I think that's also a good way of like knowing somebody, like what bugs them or what ticks them off. So I had to throw in a question like that. Don't you think? This is that question. So if you guys want to fight someone who responded, you know, let me know and I'll connect you too to start the battle. Okay, next question. Where do you watch your K-dramas? So Tiffany said home. So this question actually was supposed to be like what platform. So I think so, I didn't clarify that enough in the question. But Tiffany said at home. So yes, that is a fair place to watch your K-dramas. Lee Sung Wook said, it's a secret. I don't want to reveal it. I understand. Your secret's safe for me, but I definitely understand. Beth says Netflix/Viki. Sharon says, that's a secret. Again, completely understand. Melitza says Viki and Netflix. Ariane says, always at home, lying under a blanket on my sofa on my 17-inch laptop, lights dimmed. See, just like Tiffany, the question could go both ways, so I'll take both. And then Squash says, Viki, Prime, and Netflix. And then Yovita says, anywhere possible. So we know what that means. And I threw this question out there because I was like, in case people did want to reveal their secret spaces for other people to check out, you know? But then also, just to know, like, what are the platforms that most people have access to? Because I feel like I talk about dramas that are on Prime or Disney, and I feel like those are dramas that people may not have access to. So I always kind of want to know, in a way, where people are watching so I can know which dramas maybe I want to put more attention on, knowing that people don't even get a chance to watch it. So maybe I need to talk about it more, you know, that kind of thing. So, but also it could have gone both ways as far as like, where do you watch your K-dramas? Because that's true. Like, you know, where is this place that you watch them? So sorry about that. That was my bad. I'll clarify and clean that question up for next year, I promised. Next one is, what year did you start watching K-dramas? I probably should have started with this question. I don't know why I wait till the very end to like ask this one. But Tiffany said, I don't remember. It's been a long time now. So that's a good sign. That means you are well indoctrinated. Lee Sung Wook says 2020. Bev says 2020. Sharon says 2020. Melissa says 2020. That's crazy. 2020 was the year, right, of K-dramas. And I get it, because that was actually the year when I had one of my biggest K-drama slumps, which also was my coping mechanism in a weird way. It was like going back to my basics with K-drama while other people started K-dramas during that very tough year. So it's fascinating that 2020 was that kind of pivotal moment for a lot of people in their K-drama journey. Ariane says, September 2022, and about 100 dramas later, here we are. Yeah, gosh. Wow. Wow. To have watched that many dramas starting from 2022 blows my mind. And then Squash says 2019, and Yovita says October 2022. So right around the time as Ariane. So that's so crazy. Like, wow. I'm still shocked that 2020 did that number on K-dramas. Like, that is amazing for K-drama. But it was such a year where people were looking for something to hold on to, something to get lost in, something to kind of keep you afloat mentally. And, you know, K-dramas can do that. Totally can do that. So that is so cool that so many people started watching K-dramas in 2020. So cool. But next question, we're getting close to the end, I promise, guys. So we're almost there. But I love reading these. I'm not going to lie. This is such a, like, I don't know. I just love this. But next question, what K-drama cliche scene is your favorite? Okay, let's go. Tiffany says, kissing in the rain. And she put that in all caps with 4 exclamation points. Lee Sung-wook says, why? And how the killer killed the victims. Wow. Okay. Oh my goodness. But you do like thrillers, and so that makes sense. And Beth says, umbrella scenes. So again, I guess it's kissing in the rain in a way. Or just like, you know, finding them and then holding the umbrella over them when they thought they were going to just be standing in the rain and getting drenched. So, okay, umbrella scene. Sharon says, not a specific scene, but I love the cliche rich male lead who is head over heels for his girl. Oh, Melissa says, female lead falling into arms of the male lead on accident. Such a cliche scene. Oh, that's a classic. K-drama classic. Ariane says, no scene comes to mind, but the famous back hug cliche, especially if the hero's jacket covers the girl's body, is not so bad. But any tapping of the hand ruins it completely. Oh my goodness. Squash says back hugs. There we go. And Yovita says staring at each other if it's not too long. Oh my goodness. So I have to say this. I love a good cliche scene. I love a good cliche scene. So I think you gotta talk about cliche scenes in K-dramas because there's just so many of them. But the falling into the arms of the male lead, that one to me is like classic K-drama cliche. Like, there, I don't think there's, besides maybe back hugs, I don't think there's any other cliche scene that I think of most, or like, if I had to like name one off the top of my head, it would always probably be that falling and like him catching her thing. That's, oh my gosh, so cliche. But it is a good one. It is a good one. And kissing in the rain. Me and kissing in the rain. That is the hardest one for me because I'm like, you can't breathe. Like, you can't breathe, right? And it's like being wet. I just have a personal vendetta against like kissing in the rain scenes. I don't know why. So I'm sorry, Tiffany. But I also, at the same time, get it. You know, like, I get why it's such a good scene to shoot. But for me, when I'm like watching it, I'm thinking about all the other things that are going on in the scene. Like, isn't it hard to breathe? Aren't they just like heavy? Their clothes are soaking wet. Like, I'm thinking about too many other things, so I get taken out of the kissing in the rain scenes too often, which, you know, that's on me. That's a personal problem. Personal problem. But you know what? Actually, the response that Lee Sung-wook gave us with why and how the killer is killed, killer killed and like, you know, killed their victims and why, I actually agree that I also like this scene. And what I mean, I'm picturing you're talking about are the points in those like thrillers and those like crime dramas when it starts to get all revealed and you have this kind of like big breakout aha moment of like, this is how it's happening. Those are good scenes, you know? Yeah, totally. So I also get that. I also get that too. So I didn't want you to think I was like, oh my gosh, that's weird. No, I actually really understand that. That's the most like, moment in those thrillers. It really is. Okay, next question. How many K-dramas can you watch at once? How many is your limit? Tiffany says, probably 4. I mean, she literally wrote it out like that, so that's so cute. Lee Sung-wook said 1. Beth said 3. Sharon said at most 5 or 6 at once, but I haven't done that in a while. And Melissa says 10. Welcome to my world, Melissa. Me and you right here. Ariane says 2, max 3 if one is ongoing drama with only one or two episodes per week. And then Squash says 5. And Jovita says realistically 3 binge shows and 5 currently airing shows. Wow. You guys, we're not, I don't know. Are we okay? Because, wow, this is such a fun question to ask too, because I'm only put this question in here so I can find some solace in the way that I watch K-dramas and not feel like I am the only person who watches too many K-dramas at once. So that's why I put this question in here. So it's relieving to find out that there are other people who watch tons of K-dramas at once, but it also is nice to know that it's okay to watch one drama too. Like, I am like, no one doesn't. Everyone's watching 15 at a time, right? And it's like, no, there are people who are like 2, 3 max, 1, 3 here, you know, and I could do that too. So I need to learn from a couple of you guys that it's okay to have just, you know, 2 dramas that I'm watching. Has that happened in the last 2 years? No, but one day I might aim for that. I may aim to be only watching 2 dramas at a time. So that's something to look forward to one day. We'll see. maybe. I don't know. Check on me if I do that. Maybe something else is going on. Okay. Anyway, next question. What K-drama means the most to you? And no one better say anything bad about it. And Tiffany says, One Spring Night in all caps. And she also says, Lovers and Prague. What? That's an oldie, Tiffany. Oh my goodness, Lovers in Prague. Oh my gosh, I haven't thought about that drama in so long. Okay, but Lee Sung-wook says, It's my happiness in my own fantasy world. Oh, wait a second. I get this response. I get it. Okay, so I get it. Okay, so the question I think you're responding to is, what does K-drama mean to you, I guess? I mean, what does it mean the most to you? And, you know, and so no one better say anything bad about it, I think. And you're saying because it's your happiness in your own fantasy world. Guys, you're making me emotional. That is so, I mean, because it's true. No one better say anything bad about me watching K-dramas because it is literally my happiness. It so is my happiness too. Oh, but Beth says, Crash Landing on You. Love that one. Sharon says, The Devil Judge. You can say that one again. Melissa says, Rookie Historian. Goo Hae-young, you have to let me know. You have to let me know if I should be watching this. I have never watched it. I totally skipped it. So you need to let me know, Melissa. I'm serious. Do I need to go back and watch it? Ariane says, Secret Love Affair. Well, now this explains UIN and the Nuna Romance. But yes, such a good drama. Squash says, I hear your voice. And yes, I know, Squash. And I too love I Hear Your Voice. And Yovita says, The Devil Judge and The Kidnapping Day. Oh my goodness. Okay, so yes. Again, such a great question to ask your fellow K-drama friends, because you really do get to see, like, I mean, I think it's good for me to know, because I don't ever want to say anything sideways about someone else's drama that it's like they said, you better not say anything bad about it. But I think it's true that we should have those dramas where it's like, I don't care if people rant and rave about how amazing it is. I don't care if it's high acclaimed, if it won, you know, awards. I don't care. For me, it is absolutely amazing. It means so much to me because of whatever reason. And so I'm going to protect it. And I think that we all have those, because I know I do. So great question. And then the next one, again, we're closing in on the final questions here. What K-drama do you regret watching? Tiffany says, Love Alarm. I'm sorry, it's not funny. Lee Sung-wook said, Voice 4. Why is there a voice for maybe is the bigger question, right? Beth says, boys over flowers. Sharon said, so many. That's like multiple O's. So many. Yes. Yes. Same. Melitza says, love and contract. You didn't like love and contract? I ended up liking it, weirdly. It was such a weird drama, I have to say. It was so weird from beginning to end, but I ended up liking it. Man, I guess I was alone on that one. Ariane says, I don't really regret watching any of them, even the worst ones, because there are some bad ones that you even listed, Ariane, the K2, Dr. Stranger. Okay, but they all taught me something, and well, patience most of the time. Yes, Ariane. Yes, for sure. I mean, you really test yourself when you get through a drama that you know you definitely should not have finished, but you do it anyway. You learn a lot about yourself. And Squash says, the King Eternal Monarch. And this I can attest to. Squash has completely told me multiple times that that is a drama she completely regrets watching. Yovita says, Hope or Dope, Dr. Brain. Oh, My Venus? Really? Hospital Playlist? Really? My Demon? How to Buy a Friend? Okay, so Yovita got a list. But My Demon? We just got started on My Demon. We just got started. I never finished Hope or Dope. I started it and then stopped it. So maybe that's for a reason. Dr. Brain. Did I ever watch? Nope, I didn't watch Dr. Brain. Oh, My Venus? It wasn't my favorite, mostly because I didn't like the kind of, you know, when they make the, you know, the girl lose weight kind of thing. But at the same time, it wasn't a worse drama. I actually didn't mind it at the same time. Hospital Playlist, you know, I've never watched Hospital Playlist. I know, guys, I'm one of the few people that's never watched Hospital Playlist, and that's because it's about hospitals. So even though I know it's like acclaimed and everyone loves it, I just can't watch it. But yeah, okay, let's go on to the next question. What K-drama do you still want to watch but haven't for one reason or another? Tiffany says, Glory. It seems too intense. Lee Sung-wook says, Hotel de Luna. Mixed reviews. Bev says, The Smell Has Left Your Eyes. Sharon says, Reply 1988. Because it's so long and I'm not ready for my heart to be destroyed because I know it'll be good and heartbreaking. Oh, and Melissa says, Goblin. What? Ariane says, the list is so long and I don't have enough time. This addiction can be so frustrating. Squash says, Descendants of the Sun. And Yovita says, Animus. I'm scared to not like it and admitting it. good ones. Okay, so I'm not going to spoil any of these for anybody, but I am going to be, I'm gonna be surprised by Goblin because it's Goblin. I know, right? I'm not saying you should love Goblin by any means, but just as for like this K-drama cultural moment, I feel like Goblin is like that one of those dramas. I feel like there's not many of those, but Goblin to me is definitely one. So Melissa, let me know when you're ready to watch Goblin. Let me know. The Glory, completely understand. I completely understand. I don't even know if you should ever watch it. It is so intense. It is so intense. Hotel de Luna, that one surprises me. There are mixed reviews though, but I'm biased because I am a huge fan of our leads. So I watched because of that alone and I ended up really liking Hotel de Luna. So I'm on the side of like, I really liked it as opposed to the other side. And Beth, you might want to talk to Squash because Squash absolutely loves The Smell Has Left Her Eyes. So you might want to go ahead and watch it because it's the lead's chemistry is out of this world. Squash has told us today. And Reply 1988, completely understand that. I have decided not to watch dramas for the exact same reason because I'm just like, it's going to be too good and I'm going to regret not being able to watch it for the first time ever again. So why do I ever watch it? That sounds so weird, but yes, I relate. And Ariane, yes, I know. I know, it is frustrating. There are so many dramas that I still haven't watched that I know I need to watch. And Descendants of the Sun is also kind of iconic in K-drama history, not just because, oh my gosh, it was so good or anything like that, because I don't know, that's debatable, but because of what changes happened after the Descendants of the Sun drama aired, because it changed the landscape of K-dramas after that. So it's one for like K-drama history. You should probably watch for just K-drama history. But I understand why you haven't too, because it got really hyped up. You know, some of these dramas you don't watch because you're like, oh my gosh, it's so hyped up. So what if I watch it and it's absolutely not good? Then I have to say I'm the one person who doesn't like it. You know, I also feel that way with certain dramas that I've missed. I'm like, I don't want to go back just in case I'm the one person who's like, I don't like it, even though everybody loves it. So I feel like that kind of way might be the case with Descendants of the Sun. But I wouldn't say everybody loved it. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't say everybody loved it. And then we're almost, Chloe, we got, three more questions, guys. We're almost there. We're almost done. Okay. Which K-drama couple is your number one couple of all time? Tiffany says, Crash Landing on You. That's it. That's all Tiffany says. Speaks for itself. Lee Sung-wook says Song Joong-ki and Song Hye-kyo. Speaking of the Sins of the Sun. And Beth said Crash Landing on You as well. Said two for two. Sharon says, I love the lead couple from Big Mouth. That's Yuna and Suki. Melissa said Youth of May couple. Ariane said, I particularly love the main couple and My Beloved Summer and Call It Love, but I haven't seen My Dearest. Aha. So Ariane's already anticipating she's going to be in love with My Dearest couple. Squash says, the couple from Just Between Lovers, this may change. But hey, I think that counts. And Yovita says, Song Joong-ki or Park Bong-soo with Choi Young-shin, which we know is from Healer. So this one's a good one. Number one K-drama of all time. I know we all have them. So I like when people actually can like write it out, like who they will stand behind and will always love no matter what other K-drama couple comes after it. And I fully understand that Crash Landing on You was so iconic because we have them in real life now coming from that. And I just like, how can you beat that really, right? But I completely love my Healer couple as well. So I completely agree. And I'm interested to see, Ariane, when you watch My Dearest, what you think about that lead couple. I'm so interested to hear what you think. So let me know. Okay. And next we have, what's your favorite K-drama couple that didn't happen, but should have? Tiffany just said, I don't have one. Lee Sung-wook says, Ji Chang-wook and Bae Suzy and Nam Joo-hyuk and IU and Jung Kae-in and Go Yoon-jung. Okay, so I think this response is to like actor couple. This question could go both ways. Oh, I didn't even think about that. So basically a K-drama couple that hasn't happened yet that you want to happen, like a casting that you want to happen. I might want to change this question or add that question. Beth says, R2 and Crash Landing, our second female and male lead and Crash Landing on You. Sharon says, I don't know. And Melitta says, Lee Soo and Gae Tung from Flower Crew Joseon Marriage Agency. And Ariane said, lead characters Doksun, played by Lee Hae-ri, and Jung Kwon, played by Roo Joon-yeol in Reply 1988, and female lead So Rung, Park Joo-hyung, and second lead Shin Won, Kim Woo-suk in The Forbidden Marriage. Yeah, completely can get that one. But I feel like people have more than they think. They don't realize it. There's a lot of couples that should have happened in these dramas that never happened, especially like second male and female leads, like, or like where they're technically they were supposed to be with male lead or they were supposed to be with the female lead and they're the second, you know, sometimes like that should have been the couple that happened. I mean, I've watched a lot of those, or, you know, I just get second male lead syndrome really bad. So maybe this question is really pointed towards that for me personally. Esquire says, can't really think of one. All my couples have ended up together. LOL. Well, lucky you. Okay. And Yovita says, spoiler for Stranger, Shimok and Unsu. Oh, spoiler. Okay. But I love this question. I think this is a good question. And I'm going to probably try to think of a way to have it so you can answer both ways, where it's like your favorite K-drama couple in a drama, but favorite K-drama couple that hasn't happened yet. I like that, like a K-drama couple pairing that should happen. I totally like that as well. And then this is getting to the close to the end. What K-drama do you rewatch all the time if your schedule allows it? Tiffany has Reply 1988 and Lovers in Prague. Lee Sung-wook has Vincenzo, The K2, and Meteor Garden, a C-drama. Beth has Crash Landing on You, Healer, Doom, I Believe at Your Service. And then Sharon has Hospital Playlist or Mr. Sunshine. Melissa says When the Weather is Fine. Ariane says, who can do that? Squash says, I hear your voice. Yobita says, Healer, Flower of Evil, The Devil Judge, The Kidnapping Day, Weak Hero Class 1. So this is just basically a K-drama that you want to rewatch all the time, even if you can't. Ariane, I know some. I'm with you. I can't. I have not been able to rewatch dramas in I don't know how long. So definitely relate to that. But, you know, if you could, what would be that drama? And I think I see from these responses, these are dramas that a lot of you guys have already mentioned. So I am aware that these are kind of your top dramas for sure. Oh my goodness, so cool. Okay, and so this is the final question. And I love this question and it's gonna make sense for a new season next year. But what K-drama would you recommend for Lola to watch? What would you recommend for me to watch? And Tiffany says Lovers in Prague. I have watched Lovers in Prague, but I haven't watched it in years, maybe 10 years, to be honest with you. So watching it again would probably be feel like from the first time, I'm sure. Lee Sung-wook says Stranger season 1 and 2 and DP season 1 and 2. So I have watched Stranger season 1. I have not watched Stranger season 2, however. I know, weird. And then I have watched both seasons of DP. I personally felt they felt very different to me, season 1 and season 2. I think I like season 1 a little bit more than I did season 2. But I did watch both. Beth says, Dolly and the Cocky Prince. Love Dolly and the Cocky Prince. One of my faves. Love it. Love it. Love Dolly and the Cocky Prince. Sharon says, if you haven't seen yet, Through the Darkness and The King of Pits. I have not seen either of those. I did want to watch The King of Pigs last year. I think it was last year when it came out, but I couldn't find it anywhere that was like really accessible for me. So I kind of forgot about it. And then I started to see like some kind of like clips from it and it looked absolutely disturbing. And so then I kind of just like, you know what, maybe it's for the best that I didn't watch it. But do I need to go back and watch it, Sharon? Let me know. Even if it is disturbing, still let me know. And I will definitely try to go back because I think I've seen it now in a place where I can watch it. So definitely let me know. Melissa says, Work Later, Drink Now. You know what? I've only watched the first episode of that drama and it's nothing wrong with it. I had no problems with it, but I think I just kind of forgot about it. Should I go back to Work Later, Drink Now? Should I go back? Ariane says, Secret Love Affair. I love Secret Love Affair. Hit the spot. I love Hit the Spot. Call It Love. But I know you already watched that last one. This is true. And I love Call It Love as well. Those are three dramas I've all watched and enjoyed sincerely. So great recs. Squash also says, Just Between Lovers. But I said this last year. You guys, if you can't tell, me and Just Between Lovers and Squash wanting me to watch Just Between Lovers is a continual thing in our friendship and my K-drama journey. One day, you guys, I promise. That's all I'll say about that. Yovita has One Day Off, Extracurricular, Defended, Kingdom, and Flower of Evil. I have not watched any of those. I None. I've never watched it. And Jovita knows this. That's why I have listed those. Jovita knows this. I have not watched any of those. And I definitely am taking notes. That's all I'm going to say. I'm definitely taking notes. Okay. But that's it, guys. We made it to the end. And this is it, guys. This is what I call my I pop off about K-dramas, how about you episode. Because instead of listening to me pop about K-dramas all the time, now you get to hear from you guys. And I love that. And I am so glad that I was able just to kind of read through, get to know a little bit more about each of you. And also take from you as well some recommendations, some things I might want to rewatch, some things I might want to reconsider, even with changing some of the questions to this questionnaire. This has also kind of given me some thoughts on that. So I just want to thank you to these listeners who have been featured in this episode. We have Tiffany, who's been here year two. We have Isong Wook, Beth, Sharon, Melissa, Ariane, Squash, and Yovita. I will link them appropriately on the IG post that accompanies this, if they provided me with such. So please go and chat with them and let them know that Lola sent you, or, you know, we can just start a conversation or discuss their responses and their opinions of K-dramas and their experiences watching K-dramas in the comments over at the IG post when we have this up. So don't forget to follow Lola Pops Off About K-dramas on Instagram. But really, guys, just thank you in general for being a part of this K-drama journey that I'm on, and for kind of jumping in and helping me parse through some of my own feelings and thoughts on K-dramas. It means the world to me. I don't think people understand enough when I mention that at some point for me, K-drama watching was a very solitary, lonely experience. And it has since become one of the most collaborative, immersive, and interactive things that I do on a daily basis. And that is very important to me personally. And I don't think people understand how much I needed that in my life. And to know that you guys are all a part of that, it's just been so amazing. And so something like this, being able to throw up a questionnaire and ask for submissions and get all of these people to submit their responses and take out time of their day and their K-drama watching to answer these questions. I know you didn't have to do this, and to know that you did it means the world to me. I'm serious, because it's just us, you know, it just feels like us interacting, us having a good time, and I love that. And I want to continue our conversations about your responses as well. So again, you know where to find me. I'm always available in the DMs. Even if I'm slow to respond, I still will keep conversations going if you come and holler at me over there. So please do. I'm serious. We can keep talking. You can keep giving me recs. We can go over things that, you know, answers that you gave here, anything like that. I would love to continue the conversation with all of my future listeners here in this episode. But that's it. And I have to say, we have one more episode to go for the year, and it is the big one. It's the finale one. It is the Lola Pops Off Awards, the Lola Pops Off About K-Dramas Awards. And it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a fun one because it's a lot of dramas. It's a lot of dramas to talk about. And I'm excited. I'm really excited. So I hope you stick around and look out for that at the end of the year. And then on to season 4 in 2024. So that's it. That's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And whether you're listening in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening, I hope you have a great day. So everyone, it's been real. Lola's off.